Holocaust. But I don't think people in Ross will see it that way. You know, they see it like, hey, we won. And I see it like, you know, a lot of people died, you know, but, you know, sometimes you got to make a sacrifice, even though it wasn't ours. But always a big show, always a really big show, bombers sometimes. The favorite thing, my favorite thing that Dad complains about the Memorial Day thing, is the people that call him to try and get like, to try and like announce something or speak for something or something. They're all politicians and they're all like big Georgia politician, you know, Sonny Perdue or something, you know, somebody, I mean, really high up, because I mean, we've only been doing this for some odd five years. And it's become one of the more popular Memorial Day shows in the state. I mean, always makes it on the news. A lot of important people are there. A lot of important people want to be there. They want to be seen, you know. And it drives my dad nuts because everybody wants to talk and get up and do their thing, and I just laugh.
Well, it puts Roswell on the map.
It has.
Well, we're coming to it says end on here, so we're coming about to the end of our recording, Bob. I want to thank you for talking to us today.
No problem.
Any last words about Roswell?
No, not really. I guess it's I don't know. Love it or leave it, I guess.
Are you going back?
Maybe. Maybe I'll go back and run for mayor.
All right.
I haven't decided yet.
Okay. Well, if you do, then make sure you go to the Memorial Day celebration. All right. Well, thanks.
Thank you, sir.